Unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about them.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all.
Y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks.
They go New York, go New York.
Go New York, go New York, go! What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. That's 888-623-3646. I love everybody. I just wanted to say that I love everybody because my New York Knicks going to the finals. It's orange and blue skies, baby. My New York Knicks going to the NBA finals. You understand? And last night, they put the Philadelphia 76ers on notice, the city of brotherly love on notice, that that's exactly what they intend to do. Courtesy of Jalen Brunson just busting everybody's living ass in the first half, dropping 27 points, shooting about 71% from the field. The New York Knicks, a collective level of excellence, shooting 63% from the field for the game, annihilated the Philadelphia 76ers 137-98 at Madison Square Garden last night. Jalen Brunson led the way with about 35, but it really doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is the New York Knicks have been on a roll. The New York Knicks have been on a roll. They won their last four games by a combined 135 points. They've averaged about 129 points in these games. Offense looks like a juggernaut, for crying out loud. They annihilated the Atlanta Hawks. They beat down the Philadelphia 76ers. They've been winning by an average of 33 points. This is what they've been doing, okay? And here's the reason. It's a few reasons. Number one, they've taken Jalen Brunson off the ball to some degree, put the ball in Karl Anthony Towns' hands, has turned him into a point center, per se. That has helped. Jalen Brunson is moving in without the basketball and somehow, someway has been convinced that he's going to get his shots, if not more of them, moving off the ball instead of having the ball in his hands at all the time. It's also contributed to the fluidity of the offense, where even Mikal Bridges was getting off last night. I saw him hit a couple of threes. With OG Anunoby still playing elite basketball, with Karl Anthony Towns being able to pull cats away from the basket because you got to guard this man and him hitting points all over the place. You see Mikal Bridges right there. 17 points, 7 to 10 shooting, 3 or 5 for 3-point range. That's all I needed, Mikal Bridges. That's what I'm talking about right there. That level of efficiency, that level of marksmanship. You know what? So what if 17 points? It don't have to be 27. It could be 17, but if you're shooting like that and taking advantage of these opportunities and playing elite defense, that's what we wanted to see. And that's what we got from Mikal Bridges. And Karl Anthony Towns did his thing too. Now, please don't get me wrong. Under no circumstances am I looking at it and I'm saying that last night was an indication of what's to come. The Philadelphia 76ers are much better than this, ladies and gentlemen. They're much better than this. Don't get caught up. Don't think for one second that the Philadelphia 76ers are going to lose another game by 39 points. Don't think for one second that Joel Embiid is going to have like 11 points or something like that. Don't think like that. Don't you dare. They were only 2 days removed from completing a 3-1 series comeback with that grueling Game 7 against the Celtics, all right? You got to remember that Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey combined for just 27 points on 6-for-20 shooting. You think that's going to happen again? Joel Embiid had just 14 points, had just 11 shots, okay? You really, really think that's going to happen to Joel Embiid again? Don't bet the house on it. It's not going to happen. You really believe that Tyrese Maxey is going to have just 13 points? You really believe that him with Embiid is going to combine to shoot 30% from the field? Tyrese Maxey didn't make his first basket until 5 minutes remained in the second quarter. You really think that's going to happen again? And he only attempted 9 shots. You really think that's it's not going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. Philadelphia 76ers, without question, would be much better. Grueling 7-game series. And then to have to go 48 hours later and play at Madison Square Garden against the New York Knicks, they were ripe to be had. And Joel Embiid was very, very honest when he said, yo, we're tired. No doubt about that. So they just need a couple of days of rest or whatever. 76ers are not going to look like this again. But that doesn't mean it's not going to be good enough, that it's going to be good enough to beat the Knicks. Because you see, even though as individuals, you could argue that the Philadelphia 76ers have more talent than the New York Knicks, collectively speaking, we're not sure that's true. The New York Knicks are playing like a unit. They're playing together. Give Coach Mike Brown major, major props. And what he's been able to do to turn them around after they've been down 2-1 to Atlanta Hawks. I mean, think about the minutes that he stripped away from Mikal Bridges. Think about how he gave them to the likes of the Jordan Clarksons and the Deuce McBrides of the world. Think about Mitchell Robinson and the contribution that he's made. Think about taking Karl Anthony Towns and putting the ball in his hands and saying, let the offense run through him. Think about convincing Jalen Brunson that that's the right thing to do. Mike Brown did all of these things. And as a result, the New York Knicks are up 1-0 in the Eastern Conference semifinal series against the Philadelphia 76ers. Game 2 is going to tell us a lot. Because the Sixers are going to come out, and there's no way in hell that they're going to sit idly by and allow what happened in Game 1 to repeat itself in Game 2. And what that means is that if they're not going to allow that, the New York Knicks are going to have to be ready for that challenge. They're going to have to be ready for the Philadelphia 76ers to be determined to make amends for that atrocious performance in Game 1, which the Philadelphia 76ers are going to be hell-bent on doing. And if the New York Knicks find themselves winning under those conditions, then you know something? You got something special on your hands. And that's what we're looking at last night. My man Jay Williams on ESPN this morning put it best when he sat up there and he said, the New York Knicks look like they can win a championship. And he also said, I don't think I've ever said that about the New York Knicks before. Because even me, I had the New York Knicks going to the finals. And then a couple of weeks ago, I had to threaten their asses and be like, you better not get knocked out in the first round. No doubt about it, because they were horrible. It was just 1-point losses to Atlanta, but it shouldn't have been that close, shouldn't have been that tough. As the New York Knicks spent the last 3 games showing us against the Atlanta Hawks, including beating them by 50, being up by 47 before a first half ended, being up as high as 60 in that closeout game. This is what the New York Knicks have done. This is what they've done. Now we have to get to the point where we're evaluating this series against the Philadelphia 76ers properly. New York Knicks. Tyrese Maxey in the regular season versus the New York Knicks. All 4 games he played against them where they split it 2-2. He averaged 30 on 51% shooting and 50% from three-point range. Do you really think that Tyrese Maxey ain't going to come out aggressive as hell in Game 2 to make amends for this performance that he put forth in Game 1 last night? Of course he is. Even Coach Mike Brown said his team got 14 of the 16 50-50 balls in the game. So it's all of that stuff working against the New York Knicks. And still, they went out and romped, absolutely romped, the Philadelphia 76ers. And if you're the New York Knicks, understand what you also did was put Jalen Brunson in pick and roll situations where he just abused the Sixers as he has done all season long. But also understand that Joel Embiid, with his questionable legs and his questionable lower extremities, period, from his hips on down, is a bit hobbled. That same dude, Joel Embiid, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing he can do defensively. Offensively, he's spectacular. On one leg, he'll wreak havoc. On one leg. But in the end, here's what it comes down to. On the other side of the ball, the reality is that when you look at him, when you look at a Joel Embiid, as much and as dominant as he is offensively, defensively, there's nothing he can do. He can't guard pick and roll situations. He's not mobile. he doesn't want to go out to the three-point line and defend against Karl Anthony Towns. He doesn't want that fight. He doesn't want that kind of smoke. Which means that in the end, the New York Knicks have the advantage. Now what you got to do is not lose sight of the advantage that you have, hold on to it, and put a chokehold on this series for the Philadelphia 76ers. That's what you need to do if you're the New York Knicks. Can you do it? Will you do it? I believe they will. And I believe the New York Knicks will advance to the conference finals, where the road to the finals, in all likelihood, will have to go through Detroit, who came back from their own 3-1 deficit and not only won the series against Orlando, but got their coach fired in Jamal Mosley. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. So much to get into today. So much to get into today. As I look at the New York Knicks right now, during this four-game streak, won all four games, outscoring the opponents 129-95. Outshooting them from the field 57-41%. From three-point range 44-29%. And rebounds per game, they're getting more 12 more at 44 in terms of 32. And winning by an average of 34 points per game during this four-game winning streak. This is what the New York Knicks are doing, y'all. But they're not the only team that's doing their thing. Let's take a moment to give props where props is due. And that will go to the Minnesota Timberwolves. I mean, you know it's bad when my man Big Perk, Kendrick Perkins, went from picking the San Antonio Spurs to winning the championship to predicting that they're on the verge of being swept. If they don't win game two against the Minnesota Timberwolves, they're going to get swept. I mean, I personally think he should be drug tested. Ain't no way in hell the San Antonio Spurs are getting swept. I don't believe that. But they can win this series. They can end up losing this series. There's no doubt about it. The T-Wolves did improve to 3-1 versus San Antonio this season. And they were 2-1 when Wembanyama played. Just looking at it. Calling it what it is. Ant-Man wasn't even supposed to be played. Hyperextended the right knee. Remember all of that? Wasn't supposed to be able to go. Scored 18 points, shooting 62% from the field in just 25 minutes off the bench. Off the bench. Six Timberwolves scored in double figures. Jaden McDaniels and Terrence Shannon Jr. I like Terrence Shannon Jr. Each contributed 16 points, 5 rebounds. And Ant-Man, to me, the brother's a superstar. Ladies and gentlemen, he's everything you want in a basketball player. He plays on both ends of the floor. He's a skywalker. He clearly has worked on his game, got a big-time fall-away jump shot, and, oh, by the way, defends. Ain't scared of any smoke as a basketball player. Nothing but love for Ant-Man. Love him. But you know something? Here's the biggest thing you should love about him. He was supposed to be done. That hyperextended knee, that looked really, really bad. But you know what? He showed up, and he played, and he gave you 25 minutes. Whatever he had, he gave you. And guess what? He still ain't satisfied. Listen to Ant-Man speak last night following the victory over the Spurs.
I know for a fact, just me being out there, it calms everybody down. Not saying like there's any pressure on any of my teammates, but it takes pressure off of everybody just knowing that I'm out there. I'm available to play. You know, doing what I do best, just trying to put the ball in the hoop.
Right after the injury, I think the main thing is just trying to keep it from being stiff, because that's the usual outcome of when you hyperextend your knee. Like, you don't want to move it. And like I said, I think I got the best physical therapist in the world with David Hines. So just trusting him and working through all the pain.
Listen, that's part of what he said. Let me read to you, you know what I'm saying, when he talked about, I shouldn't say read it to you, but when he talked about, hey, I still give up 2 offensive rebounds. I'm not satisfied with myself. I could do better. He did that too. That's Ant-Man. The brother is box office, y'all. He's Jordan-esque in his abilities. I'm talking about the look and his abilities. Obviously, he's never played in the NBA Finals, let alone won a championship. He's got some things to achieve. But this is special. And when you got a cat like Victor Wembanyama, who recorded like 12 blocks last night or something like that, you got to answer that call. You can't, I mean, if your star got anything to give you, he's got to go out there and give it to you. And that's exactly what Ant-Man did. That's exactly what he did. I'm just looking at it and I'm saying, initially, no Ant-Man, I'm like, San Antonio ain't winning this. San Antonio is going to win this. Minnesota can do but so much. But then when Ant-Man comes back and he's coming off the bench and you look at Terrence Shannon and you look at Jaden McDaniels and you look at Rudy Gobert playing the defense he's played and you look at Julius Randle making stuff happen in the fourth quarter, Minnesota got a good enough team to beat anybody. Let's just get that out the way. They got a good enough team to beat anybody. Now, do I think they'd beat Oklahoma City? No, but they could. They could. First, you got to get through San Antonio, though. And I'm just looking at San Antonio's three-point shooting in game one, 10 of 36. That's 28%. De'Aaron Fox and Wembanyama combined for only 21 points and 10 of 31 shooting, including 0 for 12 for three-pointers and only 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Oh, you got to get better than that from Wembanyama and Fox. Fox, by the way, has 6 turnovers, had as many turnovers as assists. 6. But I don't think that'll last. Just like Wembanyama having only 3 points and 1 of 5 shooting in the fourth quarter. I don't think that's going to last. Ant-Man in the fourth quarter last night on a suspect knee, 11 points on 5 of 7 shooting, 71% in 10 minutes. Come on. I like what I'm seeing, ladies and gentlemen. We got these NBA playoffs have been fantastic. No matter what we say about load management and about tanking and all of this other stuff from the regular season, the postseason has lived up to the fanfare. I don't even care sometimes that it's hard to find out. Is it on Peacock? Is it on Prime? Is it on NBC? Okay. Is it on ABC? Is it on ESPN? Get tired of looking all over the damn place for these games. But you know something? We put up with it because the playoffs have been phenomenal. It has lived up to its billing. Cleveland and Toronto won a game 7. Detroit and Orlando went to a game 7. The Knicks and Atlanta went to a game 6. And when you look out west and you see that Oklahoma City swept Phoenix, some of those games was very competitive. When you see San Antonio take out Portland in 5, those games were competitive. I'm just saying. We got to keep it a buck. Be honest. NBA action, playoff action has absolutely positively been fantastic. No way around it. NBA's in a damn good place, y'all. Got to give credit where credit is due to Commissioner Silver and the rest of the NBA. This is good. And you got Oklahoma City going up against LeBron. Yeah, I expect Oklahoma City to win. But if there's anybody you wanted to see the reigning defending NBA champions go up against, it was LeBron James. And now we get our wish. We get our wish. Triple Eight Mad Dog 6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Got a lot of stuff continuing to come your way. Make no mistake about it. You know? Did first take today. By the way, announced the first take today, that Skip Bayless is coming back to first take Friday. And instead of just celebrating Skip Bayless coming back to first take for the day, I'm seeing articles here. Fox News, Awful Announcing, along with others. First take, reunite Stephen A. on ESPN as first take's rating slip. And one article actually said, why is Skip Bayless coming back? And it's talking about rating slip. He's coming back because I wanted him to come back for a day. because I haven't been with my guy in 10 years. Rating slip. We're still number one. We've had record ratings over the last 5 years. At some point in time, that's not going to happen, because how many records can you break? I had Cameron from It Is What It Is podcast and a native New Yorker on today. I'm going to have others on in the future, because I'm always looking for young talent out there. Do you see what I have to deal with, ladies and gentlemen? Michael Irvin, Shannon Sharp, Skip Bayless before them. People come, people go. We stay number one, and you're going to say, my rating slipped? Slip where? So because I'm still number one, but in the age of linear television, people would choose to watch me on YouTube instead of linear television sometimes. The ratings slip. See, ladies and gentlemen, this is what this just so you know, this is what I have to deal with. I'm not gonna call anybody out for it or whatever the case may be. Let them keep their headlines. But please understand that I average over 2 billion views on YouTube annually. With First Take Alone. We've all accepted the fact that linear television, meaning people watching on television, has dropped across the board. But our ratings were up 7%. And in the digital stratosphere, the numbers haven't faded one bit. But these articles are coming out about how numbers have slipped. Really? Really? Props to Get Up, the ultimate lead-in show led by the great Mike Greenberg and the crew, some of whom are on First Take all the time as well, by the way. They do an outstanding job. Love them. And combined with Get Up, First Take dominates the mornings in sports television, as we have for 14 consecutive years. I've been on the record. Skip Bayless coming back for a day. One day I hope to have Shannon Sharp back. And Michael Irvin. And I never want to lose Ryan Clark. Or Swaggoo Marcus Spears, or Dan Orlovsky, or Jeff Saturday, or Lewis Riddick, or Damian Woody, or Dominique Foxworth. Love Shea Cornett. She's fabulous, been absolutely marvelous. Love her. She's doing a wonderful, wonderful job. But on a personal level, of course I miss Molly. That's my friend. That's my buddy. I worked with for 10 years. No matter what, Skip Bayless left a decade ago. We had to adjust. Max Kellerman was on for 5 years. After that, it was the world against Stephen A. all of these years. With a potpourri of contributors coming and going. Doggy on Wednesdays, phenomenal. Cam Newton, Fridays, phenomenal. Michael Irvin was on Mondays. Shannon Sharp was on Mondays. Damn. I brought Gilbert Arenas as a one-off. I got the Morris twins, who I hope to get back, by the way. Change happens all the time. Hiccups come and all of this other stuff. We've been number one for 14 years. And because my brother from another mother, Skip Bayless, who got me started in this business on First Take, who fought for me to be back on television, who constantly brought contributors on the show before he asked me to be permanent with him. I want to have him back on to spend a day with me, which he gladly accepted. And the headline is, ratings dropped? Really? Okay. This is what we live with, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we live with. Do y'all homework. Probe. Linear television is dropping across the board. We were up 7%. Linear television ratings are dropping off the board. It doesn't mean people ain't watching us on streaming and digital. I personally, based on me, my face, meaning me individually, and First Take, averages over 2 billion views a year. But we're dropping in the ratings. Okay. Knock yourself out. Knock yourself out. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. Ladies and gentlemen, when you mow the grass, the snakes come out. And the higher something climbs up a tree, the more they show their ass. This is what comes with it. They just haven't figured out I'm built for it. Keep on talking. I'm going to keep on coming. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. Gilbert Arenas will be on the show a little bit later on today. He'll actually be up next. That and your phone calls coming at you. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show. Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Oh, by the way, I guess we're losing here on Mad Dog Radio too, huh? Keep that narrative coming, y'all. Keep it coming. More of the Stephen A. Smith Show in a minute.